You are now tuned in to Mind Games Uncut Radio with your host, Dee Mays.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Mind Games Uncut Radio. It's your host, D-Maze. We're back. I know we didn't do a show last week, but we are here. You know what I'm saying? Making it do what it do on this Thursday. And we doing this live. I used to do a pre-recording, but we doing this live because I just got through doing a radio show with my other team. But we're going to make it do what it do. Yeah. And before we get started, y'all, we're going to go to a small commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Empires of Akibalon. The United Empires of Akibalon is a sovereign nation founded on the principles of Black economic empowerment, self-determination, and community building. Our mission is to create a safe and prosperous haven for Black people to live, work, and thrive together free of the chains of white supremacy. We are committed to building a just and equitable society that values the contributions of its Black citizens and fosters a culture of innovation, creativity, growth, and Black love. We believe that by working together, protecting and supporting one another, we can overcome the challenges and obstacles that we face and create a brighter and better future for ourselves and our generations. With a focus on education, generational wealth, entrepreneurship, health, farming, and sustainability, we are creating a new vision that is possible for Black people now and for futures to come. So the question is, are you ready to be boots on the ground? If so, we invite you to join us by linking up at www.theunitedempiresofakibalon.com today.
We are back. So today's episode is sponsored by BatterUp.com. BatterUp.com is BatterUpps, two P's, BatterUp.com. Man, I've been wanting to touch on this whole Israel-Palestine thing. Y'all know how I feel about it. I really don't give a damn, just be honest with you. Like, all the stuff that's going on here in America, especially in the Black community, it's like ridiculous. I mean, all these homeless people out here. I saw a guy this morning. We was out working, you know, doing our thing in the community, right? And this guy was digging in the trash can. I mean, older man. I was a older young man, but yeah, he was, you know, digging in the garbage can, man. No, like, he didn't care who was looking at him and stuff. Then we go up the street, by the Marta bus stop. Behind the bus stop, I see a sister. She's probably like in her early mid-30s, laying on the ground, man. Very sad, very sad. But we sending money over to help other groups, but not taking care of home. It makes no sense to me at all. And if you say something about Israel, they want to cancel you. For what reason, I don't know. Man, this shit is so crazy to me. Like, I'm trying to figure it out. Like, I've been trying to understand what's so important about, you know, Israel. Like, we send them people, I mean, hundreds of, probably billions of dollars a year. Then we turn around trying to get them more money. And then I just heard your boy Biden trying to set aside some money for Ukraine and Israel. This doesn't make any goddamn sense to me, y'all. Does this make sense to y'all? No, it don't. And then on top of that, they up here giving $9,000 to immigrants in Chicago for housing, for furnishing, paying for cell phones, and you know they get food stamps and medical assistance. Yeah, man. And they're not citizens. What in the hell is going on in this country, y'all? And black people in Chicago are furious, as they should. They should be furious, because it makes no sense. It makes no sense. And I'm trying to figure out, like, why is it more of us talking about these things? I don't get it, y'all. I don't get it. But you know, I tell y'all like this. If we keep giving money, and the crazy part about it, all Americans are getting mad about this. And you have, like, because I was on my TikTok and we was talking about it. It was a lot of Democratic. I had a lot of Democratic shields in my chat room, along with Republicans, black Republicans, white Democrats, whatever, right? But everybody agreed that we should close the border. I'm like, okay. Now everybody's kind of getting it. Because let me tell you something. This is not a black thing. It's an American problem. You know what I'm saying? And you're giving all this money to people, and you got homeless people in the streets. Make it make sense, y'all. I'm gonna keep saying that. I don't understand why the hell we keep doing that. Why y'all always say we don't have no money, but you got money to give people the pay for their rent for 6 months, y'all. God damn it. But anyway, our brother Dave Chappelle. Did y'all hear about Dave Chappelle? Dave Chappelle allegedly made some comments about the Israeli-Hamas war and some Jews. Well, I'm not saying Jews. I'm going to say the Jews. Because, you know, Dave Chappelle is Muslim. A lot of people don't know that. But anyway, some people walked out, cussed him out, got mad. Then they say some people say that Dave Chappelle wasn't there. I don't know, but let's play this right here. And then we'll get right back. All right, here we go. Hold on, me.
Some audience members reportedly walked out of Dave Chappelle's show in Boston last week over comments about the Israel-Hamas war. According to the Wall Street Journal, Chappelle commented that Hamas condemned Hamas, but then blasted what he claims were Israel's war crimes in Gaza. An audience member says that it started when someone told Chappelle to shut up after he said he didn't think people should lose their jobs for supporting Palestinians. Chappelle reportedly responded by criticizing the Israeli government's decision to cut off food, water, and electricity to Gaza. He also accused Israel of killing innocent civilians. A spokesman for Chappelle told the Journal the comedian denies being in Boston that night, despite the show being listed among his dates by ticket outlets. Actress Meryl Streep.
Yeah, it is a small clip of that.
next guest says that U.S.
Hold on, y'all. Let's pull the. Let me go back and
some audience. Hold on.
I want to get the comments on that. Hold on, y'all. How we read the comments? Got 548 comments. It's been a while since I did this, y'all. Yeah. So let's see. I already know how these comments gonna be. Somebody said if you go to Dave Chappelle's show and you get offended, it's your own fault. I agree with that. Dave is a smart and honest person. He's just telling the real truth. Facts. Somebody said we are Dave. As someone who was at the show, it was better in person watching this take place live. Okay. So he did say it because somebody said it was at the show. That's what Dave do. He brings real life commentary on the stage. And that's what makes him the GOAT. People, they support him though. Chappelle calling a spade, good on him. Okay, yeah. Yeah, people say respect to Chappelle for having backbone. So people are supporting him, man. And as they should, you know what I'm saying? As they should. Because you can't talk about one side and don't talk about the other side. That makes no sense to me. But that's the world we live in, y'all. We live in that type of world. You know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunately, it's not going to change no time soon. You know what I'm saying?
Hi, it's Mimi from Mimi Cares Personal Care. We are currently accepting new clients. A few benefits of Mimi Cares is that we are affordable. We help the client become more comfortable at home with personal one-on-one care. Services that we provide is skilled and non-skilled nursing, companion care, COVID care, assistance with meals and nutrition, and some transportation services. You can reach us at mimicarespersonal.org. The office phone is 678-973-9782. Again, mimicarespersonal.org. Thank you.
Yeah, he got my support. He got my support. Let's see some more comments. What's wrong with what he said exactly? People are right with Dave Chappelle, man. Dave Chappelle got a lot of allies on both sides, y'all. And people just get caught in their feelings because you can't say nothing about Israel, but if you say something about Palestine, oh man, you know. Anyway, he ain't wrong. I mean, there were supporters for Putin war and Ukraine resistance, and there were Palestinians who spoke for and against Hamas. Dave is simply voicing an opinion. That is not always popular, but it's true. Yeah, man. And somebody said, interesting how reporting of this incident changes from one platform to another. I heard a multiple reporting that one out of the 22,000 audience told DC to shut up while the rest clapped and cheered on. Where is the truth? Where is the misreporting? Of course, y'all know how that goes, man. They want to seem like majority of the crowd was upset with Dave Chappelle because they think most people in this country support Israel. That is a goddamn lie. You know what I'm saying? That's a lie. It's a lot of protests and stuff. Somebody said it's funny that WGN News seems to be condemning Chappelle, yet it appears to have backfired because I don't see anyone in the comments that agrees with them. Exactly. Because people are tired of this cancel culture bullshit, and people are tired of folks telling us what we can't say, how we feel. A lot of people feel like this toward this whole Israel war. And everybody know that America bankrolled a lot of shit for the Israeli government. We all know that. They've been doing this shit since they've been in bed together. And now people ain't taking this shit anymore. And I don't blame them. I do not blame them at all. You know what I'm saying? And you can take down channels and take certain stuff down, but people still gonna think how they think. Bottom line, you know what I'm saying? So we ride, we support Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle, you listen, man. They ain't got nothing on Dave Chappelle's head, over his head. They got nothing over his head. So he's expressing his rights as a U.S. citizen, right? Yeah, boy. Somebody said, good job, Dave. He's not wrong. So people support Dave Chappelle. Yeah. So that's all I want to say, y'all, on this one. I want to touch on it. I want to touch on it on Monday. I was still kind of busy. But make sure y'all check me out on My Games Uncut Podcast on YouTube. Check me out on Mind Games Uncut on TikTok and Mind Games Uncut on here. Follow on Spotify. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I don't do nothing but kick the truth to y'all. So that being said, I'm out of here. Peace.